Ave Maria, welcome to the introductory show Pro-Life to the Max, a weekly half-hour radio program under the patronage of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that is dedicated to keeping you informed on local, state, and national pro-life efforts and inspiring you to get involved in helping to end what is the largest human rights violation in all of history, the abortion holocaust. I'm Monica Siefker, and I'm joined with my co-host, Rhonda Branham, who's going to start us off with prayer.
St. Maximilian Kolbe, patron of the pro-life movement, hear this prayer of supplication that we address to you with confidence. St. Maximilian, we honor your life that was guided by the unshakable faith in the mystery of the Incarnation. We admire your public witness for the sanctity of life and your ultimate sacrifice for the life of another, when you offered yourself to save a fellow prisoner. We pray, please move the consciences of those contemplating abortion. Please move to repentance and healing the women and men who have chosen abortion over the gift of life. Please intercede for all the unborn children. Pray that their mothers will see, hear, and know that what they carry in their womb is a person, a special and unique gift from God, our Creator. Please comfort the women who suffer from the post-abortion trauma and inspire them to seek spiritual and psychological help. Please sustain the courage and wisdom of the pro-life movement so that they may be peaceful witnesses to the sanctity of life. Please move the hearts of our lawmakers, judges, and fellow citizens so the scourge of abortion will no longer be the law of the land. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, besides being the patron saint of the pro-life movement, St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe is also the patron saint of amateur radio, as well as the media. He ran a printing press which promoted consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculata, as he was often fond of calling her. And St. Maximilian Mary started a radio station, and he thought it very important to use technology and the media to teach and help spread the Catholic faith. And for any of our listeners who are not aware of just exactly who St. Maximilian Mary is, he was a conventual Franciscan who became a prisoner at Auschwitz, Poland, in World War II. And it was there that he gave his life in place of another prisoner who had been sentenced to death by starvation. And St. Maximilian exemplified our Lord's words in the gospel: "Greater love has no man than this, than that he lay down his life for a friend." And really, abortion is the antithesis of this gospel message, this radical call to love. And so the pro-life movement has long invoked the example and intercession of St. Maximilian Kolbe in this battle between life and death. And so we are placing this show under his patronage and protection, even in the title with that little play on words, Pro-Life to the Max.
And Monica, let's not forget the greatest saint of the pro-life movement, Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of unborn children. She appeared to St. Juan Diego in December of 1531 in Mexico. And as a boy of 13, Juan Diego had witnessed the Night of Darkness, where over 80,000 Aztec Indians, including women and children, were offered as human sacrifices to the Aztec gods. The apparition of Our Lady caused the Catholic faith to spread throughout Mexico. 200,000 Indians were converted in the month after the miracle of the Tilma and Roses, and 9 million were converted by the time Juan Diego died. The apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe ended the horrible human sacrifices in Mexico and caused hearts to convert to the one true God and His Church. We now turn to her with great confidence, asking for her intercession to end the scourge of abortion and to build up a culture of life through God's grace of conversion.
Yes, amen, Rhonda. And you know what? Our U.S. bishops have done a wonderful job of bringing attention to the issue of abortion, both as a group and as individuals. And they've called abortion the most important issue of our times. In fact, Cardinal Kevin Farrell, in a pastoral letter that he had written while bishop in Texas, singled out abortion as the, quote, preeminent intrinsic evil of our day. You can go to the USCCB's website at usccb.org and just find a plethora of eloquent and passionate words about this issue from our bishops. They ask all Catholics to vigorously commit themselves to doing all they can to help end abortion. And we'll talk about some of these wonderful documents on future shows. So Rhonda, let's establish why the issue of abortion is the issue to be concerned about. And let's start on the natural level. If we say that abortion is the greatest human rights abuse of all time, what justification do we have for saying that?
Well, Monica, as you know, the number of abortions worldwide is staggering. Every year, more than 50 million abortions occur throughout the world. Using statistics, we can take a look at this more closely to see just how much of an impact abortion has had on our world's population. Let's now listen to The Sound of Abortion by Peter Heck.
Right where you are, I just want you to, right there in your seats, just shut your eyes. What you're about to hear are the sounds of metal BBs striking the side of a tin can. For every BB that strikes, it represents 10,000 lives lost in the wars of America's past. 10,000 lives for every BB. This is the reality of what is occurring in your country. The American Revolution, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean Conflict, the conflict in Vietnam, September 11th and the War on Terror. Since 1973, the War on the Unborn Child. God help us.
If you visit numberofabortions.com, the site counts the number of worldwide surgical abortions since 1980, so we will use 1980 as our baseline for calculating. The number of surgical abortions since 1980 is just over 1.5 billion worldwide. Now, let's look at the chemical abortions. We know that most chemical abortions are caused by the birth control pill. One of the tragic effects of the pill is that it prevents the implantation of human life. Studies have shown that women on the birth control pill will experience 1 to 2 silent abortions per year while taking the pill. The average number of women on the birth control pill since 1980 is 75 million per year. So if these women had only one silent abortion per year, we would be looking at just over 2.5 billion chemical abortions worldwide since 1980. If we now add 1.5 billion surgical abortions to the 2.5 billion chemical abortions, we have aborted 4 billion human lives since 1980, and this is 35% of our world's population. This is tragic, to say the least. I can't even begin to imagine the devastating effects this has had on our world and on salvation.
Yes, that's so true, Rhonda. And you know what? Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said that, quote, "America needs no words from me to see how your decision in Roe v. Wade has deformed a great nation. The so-called right to abortion has pitted mothers against their children and women against men. It has shown violence and discord at the heart of the most intimate human relationships. It has aggravated the derogation of the father's role in an increasingly fatherless society. It has portrayed the greatest gifts, a child, as a competitor, an intrusion, and an inconvenience. It has nominally accorded mothers unfettered dominion over the independent lives of their physically dependent sons and daughters. And in granting this unconscionable power, it has exposed many women to unjust and selfish demands from their husbands or other sexual partners. Human rights are not a privilege conferred by government. They are every human being's entitlement by virtue of his humanity. The right to life does not depend and must not be declared to be contingent on the pleasure of anyone else, not even a parent or a sovereign, end quote. And anyone who stands on the side of truth can clearly see this tragedy unfolding in our country as a result of abortion. That is why it is so important that we reach out to mothers who might be considering abortion and let them know that they are loved and that help is available to them during and after their pregnancies. It is also important that we always vote for leaders who can make changes in the unjust laws against human life. Now, Rhonda talked about the worldwide statistics on abortion, so let's go now just kind of locally and look at that. And for many of our listeners, they're probably unaware that an average of 20 unborn children are killed at 421 South College Avenue there at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood every week. We could ask ourselves, what would we think, say, or do if 20 toddlers were being taken into a doctor's office and either dismembered or given a shot to end their lives? Or if 20 homeless people were lined up and executed? Abortion is no different. It's a crime against humanity and a grave evil. Since 2014, the number of abortions has been increasing locally. There were 1,065 unborn children killed at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood last year in 2017. And many women, they do come from Kentucky, Illinois, and even from Tennessee. And really, for every abortion, there are at least two victims because the baby is killed and the mother's heart and soul are gravely wounded, which impacts the rest of the familial relationships and thus all of society.
So we've talked about this travesty on a natural level, but there's even something worse that's going on at the supernatural level. I heard a priest once say that every abortion is a human sacrifice to Satan. With the murder of each little baby through abortion, the demons are empowered to a new level. This is why we are seeing unprecedented rejection of God and even natural law. As abortions increase, sin and evil increases proportionally. He said that abortion isn't just another issue. It is the issue to be fought. It's a battle against principalities and powers. Abortion is also an attack devised by Satan himself on the incarnation. He can't stand the fact that God became man and started his life as a tiny zygote, an embryo, a fetus in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It enrages him that a little child stole his kingdom. In his talk at the Rome Life Forum just last year, the late Cardinal Caffara said that abortion is Satan's attempt to generate an anti-creation. By ennobling the killing of humans, Satan has laid the foundations for his own creation. And abortion and contraception mock the life-giving love of the Most Holy Trinity as well. Every single human being is created by God in order to display and glorify some unique attribute of God. And abortion wipes that out. It's a great offense against God, and it is also a huge loss of humanity. We've got statistics and hard numbers for just how bad abortion is on the natural level, but how can we ever wrap our minds around just how bad it is on the supernatural level? Perhaps we can see our society imploding all around us. That's evidence for just how bad it really is for the soul of our nation.
No doubt abortion is the most tragic event in the world's history, but let's bring in some good news now. We know that where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. We know that God only permits evil in order to bring about a greater good. And one of those goods is that He wants to make us saints by our efforts and prayers to fight this evil. Being on the front line of this battle really forces us to deepen our prayer lives, to arm ourselves with the sacraments and sacramentals. This apostolate is meant to help us develop the virtues, especially that of charity, for you've got to learn to love your enemies, patience, perseverance, and especially hope. We've got lots of local pro-life efforts going on that we'll be dedicating future shows to, like Sidewalk Advocates for Life, 40 Days for Life. We've got a Thursday Rosary campaign going on. And we've got all-day presence there down at 421 South College Avenue every Thursday as the abortions are going on. We've got the local Women's Care Center and Hannah Center there to offer help. And Rhonda, maybe we'll just spend the next few minutes talking just briefly about each one of those. And let's start, first of all, with 40 Days for Life. And I want to just tell listeners that the fall campaign is coming up, and that is going to begin on September 26th and run 40 days out through November 4th. And for those of our listeners who are unaware of the 40 Days for Life campaigns, let me just start off by saying they're done twice a year. There's a Lenten campaign and then there's a fall campaign. And this is done all throughout the world. And there are literally hundreds of cities doing this. And Bloomington is really blessed to be able to do this. And what happens is that people are invited down to the abortion clinics themselves. So people go out to the abortion centers. They are there to give public witness and do public prayer to be that sign of hope, that sign of life. And 12-hour days at minimum are required for this campaign. So we commit to that, to having a person there praying publicly on the sidewalk outside of that abortion center for at least 12 hours every day of those 40 days. And there are some cities, believe it or not, that do a round-the-clock vigil, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 40 days. And God willing, we'll get there someday in Bloomington. So, but here in Bloomington, we do. We do that, have that outside presence, that outside prayer going on for 12 hours every day. And in fact, a new initiative that we did this past Lenten campaign, we were able to get a 24-hour presence down there from all day Thursday, Thursday night into Friday morning. So little by little, we're going to get that going. And there is a website that that you can go to find out more. It's 40daysforlife.com. 40daysforlife.com. And here locally, we've got one too, a page for that. It's 40daysforlife.com/Bloomington. And on that website, there is a calendar up and running as we speak where you can sign up for a time to go and pray. And I just want to quickly too talk about some of the fruit that's come about with 40 Days for Life. Since its inception in 2007, a total of 14,643 babies have been saved from abortion. And that's 14,643 moms that have been saved from abortion as well. And that's just of what we know of. There have been 177 workers leave the abortion industry, and 96 abortion centers, have closed their doors where these 40 Days for Life campaigns have gone on. So that's some incredible and very optimistic fruit that's going on. And again, we'll be talking about 40 Days for Life in future shows, especially since we've got a campaign coming up soon and we'll need lots of help to get those hours covered. Now, Rhonda, you are a member of Sidewalk Advocates for Life, and we've just got that going recently in Bloomington as well. And can you tell us a little bit about that apostolate and what goes on?
Well, Sidewalk Advocates for Life We spend time outside on the sidewalk in front of Planned Parenthood. And currently we go down there on Thursdays beginning at 7 a.m. And as mothers begin to arrive for their abortions, we reach out to them with our words to let them know that there is help available to them, that they do not have to choose abortion, and that we have local support. We have the Women's Care Center just next door that can offer them help during and after their pregnancies. So we hope that they change their mind. We hope that they know that abortion is not their only option, because when they go into Planned Parenthood, like you said, there are two victims. We've got a child whose life is lost, and then we have a mother who is now going to be scarred for life. And sometimes these women are pressured to go down there, and we want them to know that they are loved and that no one can pressure them into something they don't want to do. So it is a wonderful ministry, and I have to say it's very humbling, because we don't always know if these mothers do choose abortion, but there are times when God shows us a little bit of light and we get to walk someone down to that Women's Care Center, and what a feeling that is.
Yes, it is so true. And I might mention quickly too, I know just yesterday when we were out on the sidewalks in the afternoon, God mercifully deigned to show us some fruit of the apostolate. And we had a mother come by, and actually they were a Chinese couple. They were actually not just the mom too, but the dad was there as well. It was a Chinese couple, and they stopped by to show us little Grace. She was in her car seat, and she said, "This is the baby that was scheduled to be aborted there at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood." And we were just floored. And so she was so excited and so happy. But what had happened was one of the counselors had walked her over to the Women's Care Center that was there, and they took care of her and helped her find a game plan to choose life. And she was just coming back to show us and then to go down to the Women's Care Center. And so that was just a moment truly of grace. And so
beautiful story.
Yes. And we get those little windows of light that come in on occasion. But like you said, Rhonda, too, it is very humbling, because we don't get those very often, do we? We just don't know. God keeps that fruit hidden from us for a lot of reasons. And, there's a lot of moms that they just are afraid to choose life. They think they don't have another choice. And so they do end up going through with the abortion. And yet, we have Sidewalk Advocates for Life down there as well for when they come out, don't we?
Yes.
They're there in the afternoon to be that face of love and mercy, and then to offer them brochures, suggestions of healing, so that perhaps sometime in the future it's going to dawn on them, oh my goodness, I killed my unborn child. And that's a pretty heavy burden for women to carry. So we want to be there as well for them to say, you know, okay, even if you did make this, you know, this awful choice, we still love you. And God's mercy and grace is there and ready for you to welcome you back.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And so also with the fruit, I might mention, you've heard us mention the Women's Care Center. And I do want to say too, that's been one of the greatest fruits of these 40 Days for Life campaigns. And we just always say, I know everyone involved in the pro-life, local pro-life efforts, we know that the Women's Care Center there has been such a fruit of the prayers and the sacrifices of so many. We would look over to that little building right next door, and everybody would just sigh and pray, one day, maybe we can turn that into a pregnancy care center, you know? And then it finally happened, thanks be to God. So we will probably have the director of the Women's Care Center, at least that's our hope, to have the director come on for a show and interview and tell what kind of good work they do and how they're helping the mothers. Because we're not just about, you know, telling people don't have an abortion, you know, don't do this, and just being out there to tell them don't. No, we want to be there to help them carry that cross, to help them come up with a game plan so that they can choose life, and not only have life, but to have it abundantly and to be a blessing in other ways in their lives.
And they offer so much support during the pregnancy and after the pregnancy. I mean, they've got classes to teach women how to be good mothers. And they also have the opportunity to earn points, to be able to use that to earn like baby cribs and clothes and diapers. So we are with that woman and, or with that mother and child throughout their pregnancy, which is just a beautiful thing.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so there are lots of great efforts and things going on here locally, and we just invite you to check out some of these apostolates and get involved, because really now is the time we're needing that, the help and prayers of so many, so that we can come together and get this evil ended once and for all. And one of the things that we'd like to do as part of the show every week is just to offer an action item. And so I'm going to turn back to Rhonda now for this week's action item.
Okay, so Monica, we are asking our listeners to consider participating in this week's action items to help build up a culture of life through God's grace. Anytime in the upcoming week when you pray a rosary, please offer the rosary for an increase in purity in the church and throughout the world. Purity is at the very heart of building a culture of life. In addition, if you can also offer some small sacrifice on Thursday, which is the day when abortions take place here in Bloomington at the Planned Parenthood, you know, the sacrifice can be as simple as giving up that afternoon soda or coffee you like to indulge in. You know, we remember the words of St. Therese, the little flower. Remember that nothing is small in the eyes of God. Do all that you do with love.
Thank you, Rhonda, and thank you for joining us today on Pro-Life to the Max. Until next time, let us heed the warning of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that the most deadly poison of our time is indifference. Let's pray for one another that we may be consumed with the desire to save lives and souls, to give the greatest possible honor and glory to God. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.